Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Jamal Ahmed, the soul of jazz music from Atlanta's own, the Dangerfield Newbies, featuring the illustrious Miss Kathleen Bertrand and their rendition of the Roy Ayers classic, Love from the Sun. And I tell you, what a wonderful voice, what a blessed voice that Miss Bertrand has. And of course, she's going to be a part of a wonderful event taking place this upcoming Sunday, August 20th. Happening on the campus of Morehouse College, Sisters in Song, saluting the music in movies, the songs we love from the movies we watch. And I'm so honored and blessed to have in the studio the queen, Miss Kathleen Bertrand. How you doing, Miss Bertrand?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
It's a blessing to have you. This is a rare treat. You know, we see you like the eclipse almost.
That was good, Jamal.
Just once in a while.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. But every time we see you, you always bring that light. How you been?
Very busy at this time of year, but very blessed. I am thrilled and elated to have this program coming up Sunday. Next weekend, of course, is Bronze Lens Film Festival. And to just be in that creative space, I love that. I'm loving life because I'm being a creative. And that's what I've always wanted to do.
I mean, and when you think about it, we were just talking about hats and the various hats that we wear in life and just day to day. And when you just said all of that, you literally are wearing three hats. I mean, when you look at being the founder of and presenter of a film festival, organizer for an event.
Yes.
You organize this event, Sisters in Song.
Yes.
And a performer.
Yes.
A singer. I mean, how do you have time to do that? Because, you know, all that other stuff can kind of take over. But how do you have time to still give us that gift?
You know, I've been compartmentalizing for many years because, you know, I had a full-time career previously.
Right.
And so it was a matter of balancing that and motherhood and singing. And so I've always done some kind of juggling act, and I'm just blessed to, you know, have my health and my sanity that I can take all those energies now and put them on things I've always wanted to do, like the Sisters in Song series. We started with that back in March. We did it during Women's History Month. And I knew the film festival was coming up, and there are people that know me from the film festival that don't know I sing.
Right.
And there are people that know that I sing but don't know about the film festival or that's me too. So I said, okay, this is that perfect marriage to just bring it all together. So Sisters in Song is actually a prelude to the film festival that opens later that week. So that's why we're doing the great songs from the movies that we love, because when you think about film and you're sitting and watching, there's so many songs that have become just a part of us. Songs from The Wiz, or songs from Lady Sings the Blues, or The Bodyguard, or Cadillac Records. All of those are songs that are just kind of part of us. And we're going to be doing those songs on Sunday in this concert, Sisters in Song.
Now, when you say we, you know, you have a group of women who are
amazing,
really the creme de la creme
of what we
have here in Atlanta and beyond, not just Atlanta.
Yes, they are.
Talk about who's involved with event.
Well, I love my sisters. I called some of them late last year to just talk about some concepts that I had always had of bringing great female singers together and doing it here in Atlanta, because we have such a wealth and a blessing of great voices. So with me on Sunday will be Chandra Carelli, Theresa Hightower, Julie Dexter, Pamela Dillard, Rhonda Thomas, and new this show that wasn't on my last show, Brenda Nicole Mora.
Mm.
And Brenda and I, we connect on a number of levels because she balances a day job and a career and children and all of that. But she has, for me, represents this next and coming generation of great singers and vocalists that we just want to pay attention to. And I love our sisterhood. We've all gathered for dinner or lunch and just to talk about what we experience and then bring that wonderful energy together in a supportive way is what Sisters in Song allows us all to do.
Why is an event like this so important, Kathleen Bertrand, to show the unity between women? Why is this so essential?
I think people always want to assume that it's just the opposite, which is that women do not work collectively together. But that is my life story. I went to Spelman, and that was the thing that Spelman just instilled in me was working with my sisters. And I've pretty much done that my entire career on whatever level it might be, which is working with other women. So what better way, we came out, as I said, during Women's History Month, what better way to show that platform than to show us singing together, supporting each other. It's just a beautiful thing. And I love the support that I get from these women to be able to do this. Without their cooperation, it wouldn't happen. But the sisterhood, the bond is real. We didn't make it up for the stage or anything like that. It's real. And I'm so happy that Atlanta gets to see what's right here in front of you.
And you know, and I love all the women, and I've supported all these women.
Yes, you have.
Here in the city of Atlanta.
Yes.
And they are all extremely dynamic. But I want to ask you, what is this evening that's going to happen this Sunday on the campus of Morehouse College, the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center at 5 o'clock? What will we be hearing? What will we be hearing that evening?
So that evening, by the way, I should mention that we are being hosted by Monica Pearson.
Very important.
Sings,
really?
You know? Yes.
Okay.
And so that was special that to get Monica to sign on board to do that. And so what you're going to hear, as I mentioned, you will be hearing each person do a signature song from the great movies of our time that we've loved. And some of those movies would include The Wiz, Crooklyn, What's Love Got to Do It? Wonder what that signature song might be.
I wonder. We'll find out.
You'll find out. Lady Sings the Blues. The Sound of Music.
Wow,
right?
You're going there. Back in the day. Okay.
Shaft.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know, just kind of all over the place.
I wonder who's going to do the Shaft. I kind of think I know, but I'm going to leave that one alone.
You may know. You may not know. But it's all wonderful. I did research on all the songs that were out there, and even I didn't collect everything. But just being able to share that with the ladies and to have them pick something that had some meaning to them was, you know, part of the process. Cadillac Records is another movie that we'll have music from. And so just having them kind of shape what they wanted to do and present. Kenny Banks, the brother in this instance, is our music director. And Kenny really laid everything out in a beautiful flow of the show. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Well, you know, I'm a little slow today. And I just noticed that sister and song acronym is SIS.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm just, it's been a long day.
Yes.
I didn't sleep much last night. But I love that. I love what
you're
doing. And I think this is important, not just only for women, but for men as well.
Oh, absolutely.
To see this beautiful unity. And of course, who doesn't want to see just beautiful women on the stage singing their hearts out?
Absolutely. You know? And the musicians are fantastic, along with Kenny Banks as our music director. Henry Conaway is in town. You know,
I'll be hosting over there. I'll be over there at Friday Jazz
Friday night,
tonight.
Right.
Yes.
So Henry's here. Kevin Smith is back with us.
Okay.
And Darian Emery back with us.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm just so hyped when I hear the music and I hear the voices, and you combine those two together. It's going to be an outstanding afternoon. And the facility is beautiful as well.
Truly
is.
The
Ray Charles Performing Arts Center. The acoustics are wonderful, and it's just a great place to have an evening like this.
Well, if people want to find out more information online, where do they need to go, Kathleen?
They should
Bertrand?
Just go to eventbrite.com, and you can put in our date. That's the easiest way. Put in the date, August 20th. And Sisters in Song will pop up for you, and that's how you can handle that. You can also find information on the Bronze Lens website as well, bronzelens.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and bless some of our listeners with that opportunity
let's
to check
that.
Out this incredible show, Sisters in Song, saluting the music in the movies. I have a pair of tickets, actually three pair of tickets. How about that? I have three pair of tickets for you to enjoy Sisters in Song featuring Kathleen Bertrand, Chandra Corelli, Pamela Dillard, and many more this upcoming Sunday, August 20th at 5 p.m. at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center on the campus, Morehouse College. We're going to put you on the guest list. So give us a call at 404-880-WCLK. The next three callers, we're going to bless you with those tickets to check out Sisters in Song. And you know what, my sister in song, can we get out of here with one of your songs?
Yeah. guess which one you're going to do?
You know what? I'm going to surprise you. How about that? Can we surprise you? But it's one of our favorites.
Thank you.
And this one worked very well in May, I'll say that.
Okay.
So
okay.
I know what I'm talking about. And the folk are calling. They are definitely trying to get these tickets. So
I love it.
God bless you, Kathleen Bertrand.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday. We just appreciate your support, Atlanta. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. This is Kathleen Bertrand and Jazz in Piedmont Park on the Soul of Jazz.
Let's go. Hurry along. The music's almost starting.